The next generation of Roundup Ready technology has arrived from the Bayer Research Pipeline and your channel seedsman. Farmers will have 20 new channel ExtendFlex soybean products for their farms and fields in 2021. During the 2020 season, these ExtendFlex soybean products have been widely planted and evaluated in monitored field trials across the Corn Belt, providing channel team members and farmers reliable assessment and agronomic vigor and yield potential. Alex Barreto, Channel Brand Soybean Product Manager, says ExtendFlex soybeans are the latest success in Bayer's commitment to innovation.
ExtendFlex is the largest single-year trait launch for Bayer Crop Science. Bayer has made a substantial investment in the ExtendFlex soybean portfolio, ready to deliver both a stronger agronomic performance and the high yield potential is there in all maturities, paired with now additional tolerance to glufosinate herbicides, so that grower can have more choices to deal with stuff to control weeds.
Although ExtendFlex soybeans are new this season, several farmers have had the opportunity to try the ExtendFlex technology on their farms and fields. He explains what those farmers experienced with ExtendFlex soybeans.
So we partnered with the growers to have them really experience locally how those beans would perform. So a few examples I can provide here. A farmer from Clarksdale, Missouri, reports that ExtendFlex soybeans are used to keep it clean. Another example is that farmer from St. Joseph, Missouri, says the biggest thing he's seen from the channel ExtendFlex soybeans is it's a very good agronomic package.
Bredo says that Bayer has been the leading innovator in soybean products with introductions of new technology during the past 5 years.
Bayer has made a substantial investment in the ExtendFlex soybean portfolio to deliver both a stronger growth performance and high yielding potential in all maturities. The addition of glufosinate tolerance provides a new choice with Roundup Ready extended crop system for tackling tough to control weeds. The second soybean trait launch in the last 5 years continues to prove Bayer's dedication to bring new choices to soybean farmers everywhere.
Food prices at the grocery stores seem to be behaving counter to the expectations of some analysts. This is USDA economist Carolyn Chelius.
It is a bit concerning that food at home did still increase this month. We were expecting to continue to see decreases. Where for pork, which is an increase in 0.9%, so almost 1%. Eggs, 1.4%. Fresh fruits increased 1.8%. Fresh vegetables, 1.1%.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.